live from Seattle on 820 AM KGNW. Fix up where we left off. Here's Doug Burge.
Well, we got an old friend and a new friend to the show. I'm not saying old in age, hey. Mr. Pete Talbot. I'm just saying I've known you for a while here.
It's nice to be here, sir.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Pete's a friend of KGNW and of the show, and also been I've known you when I started in radio. You've been very supportive. And then we've got Todd Locke with us of Locke Homes. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Well, glad to have you here. And I was talking earlier, I appreciate whenever we have a local sponsor who's willing to sponsor anything on KGNW. And I think this would tie a little bit into, now you work with the two areas, one of building new homes and also remodels, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And to me, the issue is always the fear of trust. Trust is a huge issue.
Amen.
How do you trust someone?
Yes,
isn't
yes.
It? I notice even you're working with Todd. He's helping you doing a remodel with your house?
Yeah, Todd was referred to me by a good friend, Dave, and said you ought to talk to this guy. And Vicky's been wanting to do our bathrooms over again, new flooring and counters and stuff like that. But we have delayed for years because we're afraid we're going to be taken advantage of. We hear all the horror stories of remodeling. And who do you trust? And so when my friend Dave told me about Todd, that was just a no-brainer.
Yeah.
So we're working.
So, Todd, tell me a little bit of this. In order to build a business company, you got to build a certain amount of trust. So how do you approach that idea of trust with clients? You know, what's your general, regardless of what project we're doing, this is the kind of thing we want to make sure we do.
Well, your yes has to be yes and your no has to be no. Mm-hmm. And then you have to follow through. And it takes time to earn that trust.
Yeah.
You can't just say, hey, I'm trustworthy. You can trust me. I'm a good guy. It doesn't work. Now, if somebody recommends you, that helps, obviously.
Right. Oh, you bet.
There's no doubt about that. But one-on-one, yeah, you just have to follow through with what you're supposed to do. Yeah. And don't give them any reason to doubt what you're saying.
Well, I feel like this is one, though, that you kind of up front. I mean, the remodel one, I don't know if you've been brought into situations where somebody says they're going to do something and or they start in a process and then you got a mess there. And so that's something in the beginning, if you don't have trust, it's going to be really difficult if you get stuck halfway.
Yeah, it is. One of the things we try to do, what we've integrated into our the way we work with the projects and the clients now is a lot of the stuff is online, and I know everyone's online now, everything's in the cloud, whatever, but it really is a very helpful, useful tool where you're able to track all of the finances, all the budget ideas. Selections is a huge thing, and we try to organize all that there, and that really gives people peace of mind because it's something they can go to after hours, in the evening, whenever, to get information on their particular.
So they'll be able to find exactly what you've talked about, the decisions you made. You can track it online versus
somebody and they can message each other. It's kind of like on Facebook, but it isn't Facebook, in that you write your messages, and they're all tracked in one central place on the website. And so a month into the project, you go, didn't Todd say something about You can go back.
Oh, and that's huge. I know working with a remodel of garage, I thought someone said something and someone tells your wife, but they don't tell you.
Exactly.
And then also maybe if someone's not following through, if you have it all written down, you know exactly what's up.
Because we all make mistakes. We all sometimes just miss stuff. And sometimes I can go back and say, oh, look, I was supposed to do this or I saw this, you know, this thing. You know, that's important.
Hey, the issue I want to get at, you were in the Street of Dreams. Last year they did this. They haven't done in 2007 you did it?
Yeah.
Did you do one house with that? How does that work?
We built one home. Okay. There was a total of five homes in that particular show. It varied from year to year, but that particular year there was five homes, and we built one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it looked like you guys cleaned up in a lot of these categories here. I'm going to toot your own horn for you. Okay. Best of show, best landscaping, best kitchen, best master suite, most creative make-a-wish foundation room, best interior design furnishings, best architectural design, best value. How come so many awards? What do you think happened there? Why was that such a success?
Well, we had a great team. We had lots of people helping do that particular house. And
He's just too modest.
Yeah.
Well, he's just as good at what he does.
We enjoy what we do. There's no doubt about it. I really like bringing something in somebody's in their mind's eye, their ideas to a reality and hopefully exceeding that. We typically do, but...
Well, this is one where you can't fool. I know the Street of Dreams, you can't fool, because this is one where if people are not familiar with that, most people are in the Northwest.
And the people who did the voting were the realtors.
Well, you had three categories. They were one of three categories. You had professionals, realtors, and then the public.
Public.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
But you're not going to be able to fool anyone with that. I mean, everybody's going to come through and see what the product is. They're going to know if you've done stuff that doesn't work.
I told you before we went on the air, Doug, the one that's most important to me, it's nice that he took the best of show and the best of virtually everything else, but the best value.
Yeah.
That really meant a lot to me when I went online and saw that after I heard about him.
Yeah.
To know that best value, that's absolutely critical, because we're all afraid of maybe being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And we want the best
and
value.
And maybe to explain a little bit, you were talking before this interview even, that's kind of hard to say, but some value is not an issue of being just cheap or inexpensive. What does value mean ultimately? Is you getting the best for what you paid for?
Yeah. Well, in this particular case, our product, our home in that show, just happened to be the most expensive, and that was voted by Realtors Best Value. And what that means to me is they saw in the price in that particular house a lot more than just, it was deeper than just.
Is it like nothing's wasted? Like the money, you can see where the money went. It's not wasted. It's the product is you're getting the return for what it's invested in.
A hard thing to put a price on usually is somebody's skill set. If a company has a skill set, and sometimes you see a particular product, whether it be a home, a car, it could be lots of different things, and you can just kind of tell, at least in your opinion, that hey, that's a product that is above and beyond, and that's worth a few more bucks. And because I like it so much, because the quality is there, it actually makes it a better value, because you know that company is going to be there to back it up, and there's a lot of pride involved in those types of things.
Well, that's another issue, the issue of quality control, of promises, of making sure. How do you make sure that what you build, what you do is done right?
When we make a mistake, we make it right.
Yeah.
That's it.
I want to make sure that, because I'll be in trouble at home if I don't mention, my wife is so excited about this process that we're actually in right now because of his wife, Mary, who's an interior designer and has been for eons. Mm. This has given my wife such peace of mind. Mary's been to the home. She's brought samples. She helps with what kind of colors are you looking for, and floor samples and the countertop, stuff like that. It just has made all the difference in the world. It's given my wife confidence through this process.
She's really the hidden gem of the whole process, to be honest with you. We've had.
By the way, that's the right answer for your wife. Yeah. Well, it's true, but it's also the right answer.
Just so you know, Pete knows this, but we met. She used to do my homes as a builder. That's how we met, and we've been married just going on 6 years now this summer, so not a long time.
Wow.
But that's how we met. And she really does bring a lot of expertise and understanding, not just of the materials, the colors, and all the things that are important to most folks, but the mechanicals behind it and how to install certain products in certain places. So we've had more than a couple clients get very excited about her as the process goes on.
Yeah. That's one of the things for me that I've joked that I don't ever want to build my own house or remodel something, because I can only blame myself. You know, if you buy an existing house, you can say this is horrible wallpaper, horrible. But there's that fear, and everybody knows that anxiety when you don't quite know all the little decisions you have to make. And it's so nice to have someone who knows that process and can help you along the journey.
Processes are very important, and we have a process that we've worked on over the years, and it really does make a big difference to have the processes down.
You know, I'm voicing the ads that are running on KGNW right now, and I just want to assure our listeners that I would not be voicing ads for a client that wasn't absolutely what I say they are. Yeah. We are absolutely thrilled beyond a doubt with quality, with pricing, with the comfort of knowing that we're getting a good job well done. And
Well, you know, I'll even add to that, Pete, you know me well enough that I say no to all kinds of things. Like, I don't just, whoever wants to come on. But I've often said, well, first I want to know someone has a real product that you can trust, and also a little bit of a track record, because anybody can make all the promises they want. And so I research and vet, and obviously I know you as a friend as well, so that's another area. But to me, it's very important that's one of the struggles. Like, people have a desire. They don't know who to trust. They don't know where to go. So if I can find something where I can say, hey, if you want something well done, someone knows what your issues are, then I want to point them in that direction. And I do value people being willing to advertise on Christian radio as well, because some people won't do that. They don't like to be in. I want to honor that, because the fact that you guys are advertising and bringing a good product allows me to put a good show on as well. Yeah. So I do appreciate your work on that.
Well, we greatly appreciate it.
So my encouragement for those that are listening right now, if you're thinking about obviously building a new home, boy, Todd is the guy. But also, like Vicky and me, if you're just thinking of remodeling a bathroom, a kitchen, half your house, add on, what have you, he is the guy. There's just no question.
Is there a first step in that? Can people come in and just kind of get you to look at it? And you know, because I know there's that fear as well for the remodel. You come in, and what's the step for that?
Absolutely. Generally, what we do when folks get a hold of us is we meet them at their place, of course, and walk through and let them tell us all about their house and what they want to do. And most people are give you a little bit of information what they want to do until they get to know you, which is completely understandable and probably a good thing to do. And then as they begin to trust us a little bit more, then they kind of tell us what they really want to do. And
so they can just call you at Lockheed Homes.
You got the number on that?
Yeah,
you have
I've
done
got
the ads.
Number.
You should be able to at least get the number.
I do remember the ad number. It is area code 360-863-1214. Again, that's 360-863-1214.
Okay.
And for those that want to go online and check out his unbelievable work, you just simply go to LockieHomes.com. That's L-O-C-K-I-E Homes.com.
Right. And I do want to encourage people, you can go to the website, Lockie Homes. That's L-O-C-K-I-E Homes.com, LockieHomes.com. And in radio, you got to say the number at least three times, 360-863-1214. And I know for me, that especially with a remodel, we did this where we had an inheritance and we were trying to find the most effective way for our family of six. And like we did a garage, you know, we remodeled and made it into a, and every time we're in that room, we're like, I'm so glad we invested in this. It isn't something like a vacation that suddenly disappeared.
Yeah.
It's something that every day of our life, we're glad we did it and it has immediate return. So I just wanted to throw that out as well as, for me, if it's strategic and it's done right, that's an area that really does pay off.
It can really add to your home's enjoyment. We just finished a remodel in Woodinville area, and the folks are very happy with it, and we're very happy with that, of course. And he sent a little email last night and just said they're thrilled with the home. So
that's got to be the best, right?
That's the best.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. And if we can do that, and we generally do, that makes everybody happy. It's all worth it.
Well, I appreciate you coming in, Todd, and all the best to you. And also, Pete, it's always good to run into you as well. I want to encourage people, you can go to LockieHomes.com. That's LockieHomes.com for more information. Or call this number, 360-863-1214. That's 360-863-1214. When you come back, we got some final words for the show.
Live from Seattle with Doug Burch continues after this on 820 AM KGNW.